Hey, welcome to The Revolutionized Mind, a platform about all things mental health. I'm your host, Angelica Galluzzo, and on this show, we use real stories and eye-opening conversations to make you feel less alone and a little more optimistic about what's ahead of you. Come on a journey with me. Bring your most authentic self and let's revolutionize the mind. Reforming society, repairing your mentality, restoring your life. This is The Revolutionized Mind. Hey, Car.
Hey, Jill.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Good. So we thought it would be fun to just do a chill podcast recording. I just turned 25. Carly's turning 25 in a week. So we're like, let's just chat about life and how we feel about
25.
This stage of our lives. We have some espresso martinis. Cheers. Cheers. I'm going to try not to spill on this bed.
Because, like, this won't stain anything.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
And we're just going to chat. So, why don't you kick things off? I'll hand you the mic.
Okay. Well, I wasn't prepared for this. I wasn't prepared to start things off. Usually, you would start things off as the podcast host, but...
Changing things up.
All right, we're changing things up. So now that I have you in the hot seat, I am going to start off by asking, how have you actually been? Not like, how you doing? Doing good. Like, how have you actually been?
Not great.
Okay, let's go with that. Good start.
Yeah, I don't know how much I'm actually going to share here.
That's fine.
But life's been hectic since I moved back home from school.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just been a lot going on. Don't know if I've been dealing with it the best way.
What do you mean by that?
Again, don't know how much I'm going to share while we're recording. Maybe we'll chat later, but, it's just been difficult trying to navigate everything and trying to like support the people I love while also trying to take care of myself, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I'm just trying to take things day by day at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
How are you doing? Really?
Oh, God. Uno reverse. I feel very much like medium.
Okay.
Medium's a good word. Where it's good that I'm not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I'm glad that I'm not bad. But I'm not elated either. Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of coasting right now. And I think that's sort of the theme of what, I guess, if we're talking about age, if we're talking about, like, the fact that we're turning 25, like, or you have already turned 25, sorry. I have a few days left of that. yeah, just coasting. I feel that it's almost like I'm trying to, like, put some pieces together. Like, I have some really good stuff going on, and I have some other stuff that I'm confused about and, like, don't have figured out at all. So it's a weird feeling of like, okay, well, I've got this part of my life really sorted and then this part of my life is a freaking mess.
Mm-hmm.
So just balanced, but not balanced at all, if that makes any sense.
It does.
Yeah.
And I'll steal the mic. I feel like turning 25, there's just so much pressure.
Oof.
There's so much, like, I mean, I just scroll on Instagram. Who's getting engaged? Who just bought a house? Who's having a baby? I'm like, bro, I'm just trying to make it to tomorrow. Like, what the fuck? Can we chill down for a sec?
Okay, yeah. Like, let's talk about that. Like, maybe it's... I don't know what that is. Because I feel that there is a handful of people who... Again, we don't know anything with social media. Like, mm-hmm. It's really just whatever people put out. But I know that there is a handful of people that are so into, okay, let's get married and get a house and... like, do the damn thing. And then there's also, like, the handful of people that are not even close to that. And then there's other people off traveling the world. And there's some people who are, like, thriving in their careers and other people who are still in school. And it's just really, there's no goalpost, I guess. I think for a long, like, up until this point, I think there was a really easy way to measure how you're doing based on what everybody else is doing. But in the last few years, and I think it's only going to get more complicated,
mm-hmm.
that is completely gone.
Mm-hmm. And it's also like we have our parental pressure, like lives were just so different for them, like at this point mm-hmm. in their lives. My mom already had two kids, like
holy shit.
It's just, it's...
Sorry, can I swear?
Of course. It's the revolutionized mind. But yeah, it's just like comparing it to them. And at this stage back then, like they all had houses, they had their lives figured out. And for us, it's so different. And with social media, like you said, we're seeing so many different things, but we only see one part of the picture, not the entire thing. So we're constantly comparing ourselves to where everybody else is, where our parents expect us to be, where we, like, I thought I would be at a totally different place a few years ago. So it's just like, I think coming to reality of like what our current situation is, what's the most realistic for each person at this point in their lives before jumping to like the big picture.
Well, that makes me think like, okay, I was going to ask you like, okay, well, what do you see for yourself in this next year, what your goals are? And then I'm seeing the panic on your face right now, which is totally how I feel on the inside. Cause I hate that question, but I guess that just goes to say like how I'm feeling. We'll just turn it on me right now. Is that I have like a half of me that really is looking forward and like wants to make plans for the future and is trying to think about, okay, who am I? What do I want? Because like you said, this age, there does feel this pressure of like, okay, if you have unrealized dreams or unrealized goals or things that you haven't done yet, like now's the time because time moves and it doesn't stand still anymore. And I think that's something that I've been grappling with this last year, I guess, is just for a long time feeling like, oh, I have so much life ahead of me. And I know we do. I know life is long, but it's also gonna keep moving. And I can't just keep thinking like, oh, this is something that I would love to do. I'm at the place and the age, and I'm the person who's going to do those things. Like, I can't keep waiting to turn into the type of person that will complete that goal or will do that thing that I've always wanted to do, because now's the time. But then I have this other half of me that feels like it's playing catch up.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, hold on, let me catch my breath. Like, I've just gone through a lot of life. Like, there's a lot of this hard shit that I'm still dealing with. And I need to catch my breath before I take on anything else chaotic. And I guess there is never a perfect time for anything. It's just, it's odd. Like, there's no correct timing for anything anymore. And that's been confusing.
Well, I've gotten like a different perception of timing, I guess, this last year. Like me going back to Western playing, like that was not something at all I had in my horizon. I did not expect me to do that in the slightest bit. So I think that just gave me some new things to think about. And I just keep telling myself, I'm like, it's up to the universe. The universe will put you wherever you need to be. Because I mean, I was working full time. I was like kind of set in my routine and my environment, and then I was like, no, hold up, like I need something different. And it like ended up working out really well for me, but now I'm kind of just like, okay, what's next? Like you said, kind of what's next for you. I have been looking at master's programs. I have been looking at potentially going back, and I'm just trying hard not to like put too much pressure. Like my mantra has literally been, let the universe decide. Like if things work out, sure. If not, you'll kind of just be put in the position that you're meant to be in.
It's a good mantra.
And I think that just like gives me comfort that like we don't have control over everything. And this last experience really did help me like let go of some of that control I was trying to hold on to. It's just like whatever happens, happens. You'll be given different experiences and life situations will come your way as they do. And it's just kind of like a day by day thing. So trying to put a little bit less pressure on like the what's next and just take it a step back. I think that's where I'm currently at. Just like, whatever happens, happens. We'll see.
So it kind of sounds like you're floating too.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think floating is the right word.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this thing recently.
Okay.
It's because I read a book.
What book?
It's called The Witch of Portobello. It's by the same author who wrote The Alchemist. And it's kind of about this woman, and it's about a lot of things, obviously, but something that I took away from it was, like, okay, we can wait for things. Like, I think a lot of people just wait for life to happen to them, and I think for a long time I felt that way. And part of me still does, of, like, things are going to happen, and things are going to come my way, and that's how life works, and then you move through them, and that's how you find your next venture. But then there's this other side where it's like, if you don't actually think about it or go, like, make decisions and go for the things that you want, then nothing will happen. Mm-hmm. So that's something I don't have a conclusion for you listeners. That's just something that I'm pondering. Like, I feel like I'm kind of in the middle between that too, of like trusting that things are going to happen. And I do 100% subscribe to that idea that life will bring you what you deserve and what's next for you. But I also do think that we have a sense of agency of thinking about, okay, well, what path do I want to go down next? Mm-hmm. Rather than feeling like, victim's not the right word, because that's kind of negative, but rather than feeling like, okay, like I'm being swept along, like maybe that's my control issues coming out, but I do want to feel like I have a say in what comes next. But the problem is, I don't know what I want.
But it's also like, yeah, what you're saying, like you're in that position of like, oh, should I book that trip? Should I apply to that program? Should I do that thing? And I think that's what's in our control. Like, that's our destiny that we can control. We can book that trip and just go fuck off and explore and, like, see what the world brings us. But also, there's our realistic hat. It's like, okay, what actually makes the most sense for me right now? Should I wait? I mean, financially is a big thing for everybody right now. Like, would that make the most sense? Should I wait and see where I'm at in a few months and see if that makes the most sense with my situation? So I think, yeah, it's like kind of balancing that spontaneity with realism, which is hard because especially when we're in that like floating state, it's like, huh, how much is actually up to the universe and what should be just taken to our own hands? And I think that's, again, I don't have a fucking answer. I'm trying to figure it out too. But yeah, I think where I'm at right now is just trying to put less pressure on myself. Like I'll make those small decisions, whether that's like applying to these programs and just seeing what comes my way, then I'll deal with it then, but less of like the big expenditures right now.
Well, the thing is, like, the big expenditures, as you put them, like, when it comes down to it, it really is just about those like teeny tiny small decisions where, I mean, obviously there are points in your life where you are making those big steps and they feel like big steps and you know they're big steps and you're like totally aware of them when they're happening. But I think a lot of the times when we look back on the biggest things of our lives so far, they're build-ups. Like they've been build-ups to these big things where it's like, oh, I probably didn't see that coming at that time or that age, or I didn't really realize the magnitude of what I was doing while I was doing it. But then we look back and we're like, wow, that was actually like a really big move for me. So hindsight is a really big thing too, where I think you do have the right idea of like, okay, well, what decisions can I make right now? And if that is like taking care of yourself, taking care of your brain and your body and making sure that you feel like your best self. And I think that's where, I don't know, I guess decisions come from. I guess it's just like a cumulative. Everything kind of comes together. But when we look out and we think about the things that other people are doing, we're really only seeing those big steps. And it feels like, oh, I'm not making those. I'm only making decisions to, I don't know, wake up and go to the gym or like, or I don't know, like do my homework, which has been really hard for me, but.
Bro, social comparison is literally just a fucking disease, man. Like, but we can't separate ourselves from it unless we just go off the grid, delete every single app. But for so many of us, that's what connects us. Like a lot of my work is through social media, and like I can't just step away from that. So I think it's just like being very critical with yourself, and like when you see somebody post that they just bought a house or whatever, you're not just jumping to the first conclusion, but like, fuck, why aren't I there? Why haven't I done that? But it's like looking at maybe their lives compared to yours, all the things that you currently have on your plate, and maybe why that's like not where you're at. I think the more you like ask yourself those deep, hard questions, the more comfortable you'll feel seeing those, because you can kind of just like accept that, okay, I'm not there, but when I get there, if I get there, then it will be the right time. And speaking of hard questions,
Oh, no.
Do you want to pull out those things?
Yeah. These are fun, though. Okay. These are fun, I think.
Okay. Okay. Carly came across these deep question things, and she didn't tell me what they are, but...
Shout out to Nick Vella. He sent me this. I got to give him some credit.
Nick Vella, Carly's boyfriend. We love him. If you're listening, we love you.
He's put up with a lot this year.
We love a good supportive boyfriend. Oh, thank you so much, Nick.
Give me a second.
No worries. You scroll. We'll chill.
Have a sip.
Yeah, have a sip. If you have a water bottle with you, hydrate. I mean, I'm drinking an espresso martini, but grab a sip of water.
Which you must to get through the day. Okay, have them. Fun but deep questions to ask. We'll start with the first one.
Lovely. Here, I'm giving... Oh, sorry, you have a million things. I can hold the mic.
Okay. If someone offered you a box with everything you've ever lost... What's the first thing you'd look for?
Fuck. I don't know. I feel like me as a person, I'm not particularly attached to, like, things like that. Like, I don't... Do you have a thing that's like...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you go.
I knew exactly what it was as soon as I saw this, because I... It's more because it's a sentimental thing. Okay. And it's something that I carry a lot of deep... sadness that I don't have it. Okay. So this is gonna lower the mood a little bit.
Okay, we'll bring it back up after.
Okay. I was 8 when my Nana died, my dad's mom, and she left both me and my sister a ring. She gave my sister her engagement ring, and she gave me this like gorgeous sapphire, beautiful, stunning ring. And I was 8. So I'm trying to have some compassion for myself that I probably didn't have a lot of capacity to take care of things at that time. But I lost it. I remember spending so much time as a child, mind you, like tearing apart my closet, like going through everything. I don't know where it went, when it got lost. I have no idea, but it's gone. And I still carry around the guilt from that of just sort of like, wow, she passed away and that was the ring that she gave me and it's gone. And I know that's not fully my responsibility, mm-hmm. but it feels like fully my responsibility. And that's something that I was guilty about like from the age of 8. I don't know when it was lost. Maybe it was later. But if I got offered a box of everything that was lost, that's 100%. That's the only thing I really care about. Everything else, I don't care. That's the only thing I care about. I would love to have that ring back. It kind of feels like I should have it now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm trying to let that go. I know she probably doesn't care. Mm-hmm. If you believe in angels or the above, which I do, like she's probably looking at me like it's just a ring. Mm-hmm. Like, let it go. But I still carry around that guilt.
Well, I'm very sorry. Baby Carly lost that ring.
Me too.
But kind of what you were saying, like, yeah, I believe in the above as well. And like, I don't know why, like, I don't feel very attached to things, because I know that, like, if I were to just take a second, like, think, like, your Nana's here with you, and, like, it's not the ring, even though that's, like, the material thing we attach them to, but, like, if we need that sense of comfort, like, we can kind of just bring that on ourselves, we can take a second to think about a memory, or just, like, their presence, and I think that's what brings me comfort. Mm-hmm. Like, I genuinely do not have an answer to this question.
That's good, though. You're also super organized.
Yeah, like, I don't lose much, and if I do, I would freak the fuck out.
We were talking about this earlier and how, like, you're type A, like, through and through. Yeah. I'm type B with control issues, so I'm my own worst enemy. Like, I literally just said that an hour ago. Like, I lose everything, and then I panic, and I get so upset because I want to be type A because I'm a perfectionist, but, like, I also have this side of me that's just, like, really chaotic.
Just go with the flow. But that's, like, your superpower, I think.
Oh, God. But don't do that. No, it's not. It would be if I didn't actually care about things, but I care deeply.
Yeah, you get the best of both worlds there.
The worst of both?
Yeah.
Teach the rest.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have an answer to that. That's Hopefully fine. I will to the next one.
Okay, let's look at the next one. We gotta wait for the...
Well, it's a video.
It's a video. I'm gonna have to wait a second. Okay, if you had all the resources, time, and land available to build whatever you want, what would you build?
The fuck? These are so hard. What was it? Time, resources?
Time, resources, and land available. Like, there's no limits. What would you build?
Okay, well, I'd probably build myself a house. I love having my own space. And at this point in my life, I cannot afford a house. So I think I'd start with just a house that is mine, but like very particularly designed where like...
Ooh, tell us more.
Like I kind of want my own sanctuary. Like I want a room to myself. I always said that like...
A room of one's own?
Yeah, like in my dream house. In my dream house, like I think I'd start with just a massive fucking closet. Like I want a walk-in closet with everything organized because I'm a spaz like that, but like everything in its own place. I have lots of freedom to put different things where they belong. Like I just want a really big closet, but
you want the space to organize to your heart's content is what I'm hearing.
Everything has a home and there's no like there's no confusion about it. That's exactly
the most you thing you've ever said.
That is exactly what I want. But then also like yeah, just a room to myself. I think pulling out of Carly's book, like, I would love just a room where I can do yoga and, like, have, like, a safe space. I don't really, like, meditate or journal, but just, like, a room where I can just, like, go to myself and just ignore the world for a little bit. I think that's where my brain went with this question. How about you?
I actually don't really have an answer to this question. I never think about, like, things that I would build, but let me think about this for a minute. I've always had this idea. It's a business idea, but I know myself and I couldn't own my own business, at least not at this point in my life. Maybe later. Life is long, as we've discussed. But I would love to build something that you kind of brought up yoga, and I love yoga. But I also kind of feel like a lot of those spaces are not very accessible to a lot of people. I mean, we'll ignore the fact that it costs so much money to have a yoga membership.
We've established
that already. We will ignore that fact. But I think a lot of it is like it's very intimidating to go into those places of like any sort of healing or health places. I think that even if you just think about the gym, like I think a lot of people don't go because they feel intimidated because they don't belong there. But how would you belong to a place if you don't practice? Mm-hmm. So I think I would love to open something. It doesn't have to be big, something small. And it would just kind of be like a mixture of probably all the things that I love. So like it would be like part yoga studio, part library with all the books in the world. 'Cause I'm obsessed. But also like a place for live music where people can come and like gather and hang out. But also a place where people can like cook together. And I know you're laughing, but just maybe what I'm describing is a community place.
Yeah.
I think I'm describing a community center.
All the rooms,
but it would be one room.
How?
You're telling me this is why I can't own a business. So my dreams are loftier than what's actually feasible, but I would just love a place where people don't actually feel intimidated to do anything, where people can just come without any expertise and just try something. Mm-hmm. You can try yoga without feeling like it's inaccessible to you, without feeling like you have to like have the body or the practice or know what to do. You can just stumble your way through it or like come and listen to live music without spending a bunch of money on a concert ticket or... I don't know, like, I don't have an answer to this question, but I think that's the first place my mind went. It's just a gathering place where people don't feel pressured to actually be something. They can just sort of explore and figure it out as they go. That's not an answer.
It is, and I like that your mind went there because I think it kind of just speaks to all the different passions you have and what you want to do.
Maybe it's something that, like, maybe that's what I need. Describing what I want.
But no, I think you brought up a lot of great points in that, too, though. It's just, like, a lot of these things are not accessible to people, and they do feel intimidated. So it would be great to have just, I don't know, logistically, how we would figure that out, but...
Yeah, well, maybe, that's a later
maybe let's
us problem.
TBD on that.
TBD.
We'll create a lovely community center with all these different offerings.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you ready for the next one? This one's fun.
Okay.
If I got arrested, what would you think I did and why?
I would think it was like some sort of protest or something where you were just like you were like sticking up for something that I would agree with, but maybe got in the way of like the public and you got arrested. Maybe you were a bit of a nuisance and they had to remove you from the scene. Or like you were standing up for something, say like if, I don't know, my brain went to like Main Street, but like if a bouncer like was doing something and you were like trying to fight them, it would be something that like I would agree with and I would support you on, I think.
Well, that's a really lovely answer. Thank you. I was really nervous about that one.
I'm scared to hear mine.
I actually, I would probably think something similar to you. Like this is way too wholesome. But no, like I've actually like, I've seen you fight people for like saying some bullshit that you don't agree with. And I really love that. Do you remember, it was this past summer and we were sitting outside of a bar because we went out and we were just like not feeling it inside. So like Jell and I were just kind of like sitting outside, chatting, hanging out. This is outside of Bar Mordecai in Toronto.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Can I tell this story? Yeah. And, a guy came up to us, and what did he ask us first? Not the second time. Like, what did he came up and asked for a number or something. Like, yeah, he asked us
for something, and we were just like, oh, no. Because we were in the middle of a conversation. He was just, like, trying to insert himself. And we were like, no, sorry, bye.
No, we were just like, it was one of those nights where we, like, we're sitting outside the bar. We were like, we're not going in. We're just sitting out here on a stoop, getting real deep.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah. It was honestly the perfect night.
It was.
So we dismissed this fellow, not disrespectfully. We were just sort of like, hey, not interested, like keep it moving. But then he came back and he said something like, you know, I'm trying to remember.
Something along the lines of like, you guys are too pretty to like be rude to men. Like if they're coming up to you, you guys should like give them attention. Wasn't it something like that?
It was like, you know, when a guy like asks you for like, the time of day, you shouldn't dismiss him like that. It was something along those lines. Like, I wish I could remember it exactly. But Jell's face went stone cold, and I was like, oh, here we go. Here we go. It was, oh, my God.
What did I say? I don't remember.
You just started, like, repeating his words back to him, and it was the best thing ever. You were like, I'm sorry, we were in the middle of a conversation, and you came up, we weren't rude, all we said was, like, no thank you, and you think that we
owe you the time of day or something.
Yeah, we owe you, like, the response, and then I think you looked, this is my favorite part, you looked at me, you were like, I'm sorry. What did he say? And you looked at me and I was like, I think he said we were disrespectful. And you were like, yeah, he said we were disrespectful. And we started fighting this guy and he got so mad at us. So, okay, to wrap this up, I think if that you got arrested, it would probably be beating up a guy.
Yeah.
Or trying to.
It's just the, like, I hate when people just insert themselves.
Take the mic.
In situations when they're not warranted. And yeah, like, we weren't rude. We were just like, sorry, not interested. Keep on moving. We're outside of a bar. And he, like, left and came back to come up to us and, like,
it was the fact that he came back just to tell us,
like, who the fuck,
that we were disrespecting him by, like, not wanting to talk to him.
Yeah. And not to be mean, but he was, like, this scrawny, if I remember. Like,
no, he was big.
Oh, was he?
Are we remembering this differently? I remember him being, like, a big, beefy guy.
I don't know. I was just annoyed at the
situation. So, in your mind, he was, like, scrawny and small.
Anyway, I just lost my shit on him. I was like, you need to not fucking, like, the fact that he came back just pissed me the fuck off. I was like, no, just move it along. We're not interested. We don't owe you anything. So go ask the next girl. And then if they tell you off, keep it moving. Like, oh my God, it was just so annoying. And I think we ended up leaving. We walked home after that. We walked like 3 kilometers in heels that night, didn't we?
Oh, we really did. And then I think we like tried to get a train and it didn't work. We ended up calling an Uber. And we talked about this the whole time.
Yeah,
we really did. It was annoyed. We were very peeved about this whole experience. But yeah, to anybody out there, it's not personal if somebody doesn't want to talk to you most of the time. Mm-hmm. Just keep it moving.
Yeah.
Just keep it moving. Anyway, okay, let me pull up the next question. Yeah. Or, okay, I will say, you'd either get arrested for that, or if somebody wasn't respecting your coupons. if you were at like a superstore and they wouldn't accept your coupons, you'd be like, no, listen, I have 14. I've been saving.
Give me this. So I think this is something a lot of people actually don't know about me, but I love saving.
Jell loves her points.
Okay, I'm not like, you know those shows, what is it, like the coupon people where they have like their booklets? I'm not like that, but I just like...
But... If,
sometimes. If companies...
Have you seen your, like, well, how many apps do you have?
A lot.
Can you pull up your phone?
No,
how
I
many
can't.
Apps do you have?
I can't do that. But if companies are willing to, like, give you points, give you money back for spending, why the fuck are people not taking it? Like, that bothers me. They are trying to reward your loyalty. I'm gonna get heated.
You're yelling at me right now.
They're giving you free money. Like, people, the Tim's app, like, I know every single person, every friend and family member in my life goes to Tim's 4 times a week. And they're not using the app. You're just giving away free money. Like, they are literally wanting to reward you. And then you can
redeem
that.
They're wanting to reward you?
For free stuff. And people are just like, I forgot. Oh, I'm not interested. I think that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Okay, but then you benefit off of it. Because whenever we go somewhere and I don't have Aeroplan.
Yes, but I'm trying to teach you for that when you're on your own. If I'm not there to redeem your points, you're just letting them fly away.
Hey,
into the
I can take care of myself.
Do you have Aeroplan?
No, I don't have Aeroplan.
So fuck off. Moral of that story is, please take advantage of people trying to reward you, whether it's an app.
I'm sorry, people aren't trying to reward me. It's, this might be conspiracy.
Okay, here we go. Yes, they're trying to keep you coming back. But
yes, it's a company.
If they're at places that, like, how many fucking times do you go to Tim Hortons or Starbucks? Okay, I know you have the Starbucks app.
I have the Starbucks app. I have an Optimum card. I have the things that matter, okay?
But I'm just saying, for like, if you repeatedly go to these places and you're not using them, I think that's just straight up dumb. And you need to reevaluate your life choice.
Jeez! Oh my god!
It's free money!
It's free. Not free money! You have
but
to spend it to
but,
get it!
But you are going back there. Like, all my fucking dad goes to Tim's every single day.
Well, then yell at your dad.
I do. And I'm trying to yell at everybody else. There are free things out there. And I want you to take advantage of them. Done. On to the next question.
Fine. Let's not fight anymore. This could turn into some... Okay. What would be the worst thing for the government to make illegal? Should we set some grounds for this question? Because we could go political, but maybe we shouldn't. Should we go more like French fries?
Oh.
Like, what do you think? Should we go light?
You can answer this question in so many different ways.
I know. Should we go light or heavy?
Heavy. You go first.
Oh. Wait, if... I don't have an answer yet. The worst thing for government to make illegal would be abortion, but, like, that's already happening.
Okay. Let's go light. Let's not get into that.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. You can cut like, that out if you want.
No, it's okay. I agree. You could, like, hamburgers, pizza. You can answer this in so many different ways.
Give me a second.
Okay.
The worst thing for the government to make illegal. Oh, man. Should we go on to the next one and then come back to this? Should we circle back?
I feel like, yeah.
That's a good question, but, like, I'm going to need some thought. I think there's one more.
I don't like when it's too broad.
Okay. If time was frozen for 8 hours right now and you could still move around freely, what would you do?
The Purge. No.
Oh, my God! Why did your brain go there?
Because if time stopped, that's what the Purge is. But I don't know. Do you have an answer?
No. If time stopped and you can move around freely, so you basically have 8 hours of free time.
I would probably just try to get all my Christmas shopping done. I would just go on a mad dash, like, through the mall or online and just buy everything I still need to buy so that I'm less stressed.
Do you have a lot left to do?
Yes.
What do you have left to do?
A lot? Yeah. I have a few people, quite a few people I still need to buy for.
So when you Christmas shop, are you like an online shopper? Are you an in-person shopper? Like, are you sentimental? Like, what's your, I guess sort of like, what's your approach to Christmas shopping? Because I know so many people that only do it online.
A bit of both. I don't typically love online shopping for like other people because I like to see it and like make sure it's something that they'd like. But this year I did do a little bit of Black Friday shopping, so I was trying to take advantage of the sales.
Yeah.
But I did not nearly do it as much as I thought I would. So I'm not very sentimental. So like for us, like we do. But like with gifts, like we do like a family secret Santa. So I'm not buying for everybody. Like
Do you have your person?
I do. And I can't share it here.
Obviously, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm trying to get them something practical. Like, I don't want to get them just something that will like sit on their desk, like something that they'll use and they'll like. Like, I'm a very practical shopper.
Yeah, that's true. You are.
And that's with like all my gifts. So
as somebody who has received your gifts, though, like they're always awesome. You know, like I love receiving practical gifts because it's just sort of like, holy crap, I would never buy this for myself, yeah. but I need this so much in my yeah. life.
I think, like, my sentimentalness, if that's a word, comes from, like, I'll, like, listen. Like, if you say that you need something, I'll be like, and then I'll go get that for you. But it's something
yeah, you're
that,
a good like, rememberer.
You will use, not just, like, sit around. I want you to use what I get you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been trying this approach this year where I think this is more, like, a selfish thing because, like, I find it fun. I love thrifting and I love vintage shopping and stuff like that. And there's only so much I can do to like shop for myself. That's not true. Like I could always, always find myself cool t-shirts and sweaters. Mm-hmm. Of course I could. But I'm trying to repurpose that of just sort of like, okay, if I'm going to go, well, no, like I just,
sorry, I just ate the coffee bean in this espresso martini.
I thought you were laughing at me, but no. I love finding things for people, and I know, like, for example, like, I find, not to toot my own horn.
You're a good thrifter.
I'm a really good thrifter, and every time I find some cool shit, like, my mom or my sister's just sort of like, oh my god, that's so cool, and people don't have the patience for it, and I understand why, because I've just sort of made it a hobby of mine, and I totally understand why people aren't into it, because it takes up a lot of time and a lot of mental energy.
Share a quick story.
Okay.
I needed Curly's help to buy a Halloween costume.
Oh, I took her to Value Village.
And I was like, okay. And we were so last minute. I was like, we need to thrift. And she literally sat me down outside. She was like, Jel, you need to have patience before going into this store. Yeah. And you were like, it's not going to come to you right away. You need to go through different things. And I'm not a patient person, if you couldn't tell.
I was going to say, like, you have many virtues, my friend. Patience is not one of those things. So I was with Jel and Chase, which was the best because I felt like such a boss. I brought them into Valley Village and I was like, okay, kids, buckle up, grab a cart. Don't think too much. Like, don't look at something too long. Just throw it in the cart. We can decide later. You're not buying anything yet. Throw it in the cart. There's no returns. There's no fitting rooms. Yeah. Throw it in. And just keep it going. Pick a section and go through the whole thing. Because the gold is found. You have to dig. That's the thing. You have to be patient. It's a whole endeavor. It really is. So I know a lot of people don't have that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, did we find your Halloween costume, Jill?
We did, and you helped me. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Where did that start from?
Oh, yeah. My Christmas gifts. I decided it would be fun for myself to try and like thrift or like vintage find all my Christmas gifts. And most of them I have actually. Like I found a lot of gems hidden for people. And I know that like people appreciate that of just sort of like, oh, this is one of a kind. Or like they wouldn't have taken the time to find that, but they would really love that. I mean, except for some people who just like don't appreciate thrifted things.
Are you looking at me?
No, I'm looking. No, I'm just thinking about Nick. Like Nick. We got in one of our biggest fights was I took him thrifting because he asked me to.
Okay.
He's not here. I'm yelling as if he's here.
It's okay. We complimented him earlier. That's fine.
Okay. So he asked me to take him thrifting and then he sat on the couch moping the whole time. And I was like, hey, what's wrong? And he was like, I don't know why I would spend the same money on these old t-shirts when I could buy new t-shirts. And I was like, you have no class. It's called vintage.
Yeah, it's really not for everybody, but I love that for you, that you're able to go, and you do find a lot of really cool things.
I really
like
do.
Jacket.
Like the jacket that's I'm staring at right now is like my favorite thing on this planet right now. Anyway, I don't know how we got here.
Yeah, me neither.
What was the question?
I don't know, but was that the last question of that bunch? Or
oh, it was the 8 hours thing. Oh, time froze.
You didn't even answer.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's a really good answer. honestly, like getting some shit done.
All I ever need to do.
Yeah, like I'd get all of my work out of the way and then just spend the rest of the week vibing, mm-hmm. I guess. Because I work asynchronously for one of my jobs, so I'd probably just get all of that done.
Very practical.
Let me see if there's another question. I don't know.
You check. The rest of us will regather our thoughts. I'm trying to think of how to fill this space, and I don't know what to say. We just went on so many different rants in so many different directions.
I think that's it. We could go back to the government illegal one.
No, I really don't like that one.
All right. Skill.
Sorry.
Skill.
It can go in too many different directions.
That's fine.
Anyway, that was my contribution, Mrs. Podcast Host.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I didn't really come prepared with anything else. I think the goal of this... Did you drink the fucking
cup? I was just looking at my cup like, I have no beans in my cup. Did I drink my coffee beans? Like, they're gone.
We're clearly a mess. It's a Saturday afternoon. We're just vibing. But yeah, I think... How long have we even been recording for? It's been 43 minutes.
That's pretty good. Is there anything else you want to discuss while we're here?
I don't know. I feel like the goal of this episode was to chat about turning 25, how we're feeling about life, which, check, we covered-ish. We don't have an answer, but we're there.
25 is weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird. I feel like I already did the quarter-life crisis. Like, I think I'm mid-quarter-life crisis. It's not short,
no.
The quarter-life crisis. Does it just keep going? Will it end?
I don't think so. Sorry to burst in.
No. Okay, you already turned 25. Do you have any wisdom to offer me?
No, I turned 25 like 2 weeks before.
Yeah, we're very close. We're the babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've always been the younger ones. I don't know.
I think...
Is your brain fully developed?
Hopefully.
Don't they say it takes like 25, your brain is fully developed? If this is it.
This is it.
Am I screwed?
This is all you're getting for the rest.
Damn it. I thought I would reach 25 and just be like, oh my God, I discovered a new brain cell and I have it all figured out.
I think it's less about the biology of it, but more, so like, yes, maybe all the biology is now like complete. Our brains were developed at 25, but now it's like life experiences. We can continue expanding by reading books, as I'm staring at your bookshelf, or like life lessons. Like that's where our wisdom will come from.
Wisdom.
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 That we are hopefully.
What wisdom?
If you learned anything.
This was just chaos. This wasn't wisdom.
I think you just got to know Pearlie and I together as a friendship today.
It's like part deep, part not at all.
But that's exactly how we are.
I know.
We can be very, very deep, but also just like.
We don't talk about the weather.
No.
That's for one thing.
It's nice out today.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but this is just our friendship in a nutshell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We're both just like, we kind of, I think, Oh my God, you know what I've been thinking about a lot, though?
What?
I think I sent this meme to you, like, a few weeks ago, and it just keeps resurfacing in my brain every time I wake up, where it's like, I can't decide if I want to continue on my healing journey or just go absolutely insane. Because the thing that nobody talks about is that going, like, just giving into your own bullshit, giving into the stuff that you know is unhealthy, that you know is just stuff that you should work on and that you need to get better at, you know is not good for you, it's toxic. Oh my God, there's so much delight in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's comforting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes with being 25, too. You're like... Like, a lot of those things were part of, like, us being young and just, like, blaming it on, like, oh, I'm in my 20s, whatever. But when you hit 25, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm closer to 30 now. Like, should I start being an adult? Do I need to let go of these things? But I think you also need to hold the things that bring you joy in life and then also balance that with, like, what's actually good for me and what's not.
Oh, God.
So I think that's where I'm at.
I don't know. I feel like part of me is, like, I have, like, one foot in, one foot out. Like, all the time.
But COVID fucked us all up. Like, I think...
Let's blame COVID. We can all blame COVID.
A few years and, like, so many different stages of life, like, you lost something. Everybody lost something.
Everybody did.
So, like, yes, I'm 25, but I still feel like I'm 22. And I'm just like, out here living life. Like, I'm not ready to be an adult. And I don't think you are either.
Thanks.
I mean that in a loving way.
You're so right, though. I'm not ready.
No.
I'm not. And I think that's a really good thing to bring up, though, is because, like, I do consider us lucky. Mm-hmm. Because I look at other people in other phases of life, and I'm like, wow, we did get the typical, like, I did go to Guelph. I did that whole thing. I got my whole 4 years of my undergrad experience mm-hmm. uninterrupted, except for the end. But, like, whatever. I got that. High school wasn't interrupted, like, none of that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, COVID hit as we were graduating and we were emerging into, like, okay, the what's next. And I think there was something very, I guess, from, I was very lucky because I had a job and I already knew that I wanted to take some time off. So there was something very, like, calm and there was not a lot of pressure. So I was lucky in the sense where it was like COVID kind of worked for me in that way because it was like, oh, no one was really moving. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to move forward. Like I could kind of stay in this like suspended state of I'm not in school anymore. I don't have to worry about that. I already got my experience and I don't have to think about what to do next because no one knows what's coming next. We don't know what we can do. So I'm just going to wait. Mm-hmm. And I think that really worked for me for 2 full years. And then when everything started coming back to normal, I feel like life just kind of started to go on super speed.
Yeah.
Like it started speeding up like in this sense where the past year and a bit when I have been trying to be like, okay, now what?
Mm-hmm.
Now I actually have to like start moving forward. I think that's where all the like stress and all that has come from of just like, okay, now I actually have to figure out what to do next because life is moving really quickly and I can't stay in the suspended state any longer. I don't know if any of that made any sense.
No, it does. And I think like as shitty as the COVID time was, like it was comforting to know that everybody else was in the same boat. Like it was kind of just a clutch when you were like, I don't know what I'm doing, but hey, COVID, nothing's open. We can't move forward. Mm-hmm. Like just kind of sit in that. But then as things started like opening back up and people's lives were moving on and you were still maybe like for me I was still working remote, like I wasn't leaving my house and I was like
same.
Seeing everybody else doing all these things and I was like fuck, I'm still stuck in this place. And I like to remind myself like we are very lucky. I think we got all the experiences that a lot of people missed out on, but like it still affected us in different ways, like emerging adults, that was like our first real adult jobs. And like for me, like it was fully remote.
Yeah, same.
And now my new job is remote. Like I don't think I could ever get up and, like, go to the office every single day. Like, so just so many different things to consider and that, like, it changed our ways of life. But that time was weird.
It was weird. And, like, I feel like everyone's just kind of not talking about it.
Yeah, we're all just like,
ah. Including me. Like, yeah. I feel like I'd never... What's weird is that, like, it was everything that people were talking about and thinking about all the time for such a long time. And then as soon as we didn't have to... Now nobody's talking about it. Nobody's thinking about it. We're pretending it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. But that was like 2 whole years of us waking up every single day and just being like, what the fuck is going on?
I know. And we're just pretending that it didn't happen.
Holy.
I know. And yeah, I don't know. Like, I like to think that it didn't affect us at all. But in reality, it probably did. Like you mm-hmm. said, like, we're kind of having a hard time. I think it, for me personally, I can speak for myself, no one else really, but like trying to put my best foot forward, I think it's made me a lot more like fearful. Maybe that's not necessarily that.
In what way?
I think that before COVID, I don't think I was ever afraid to take the next step. I think I was always very eager to take the next step mm-hmm. of like, okay, like I've outgrown this, what's next, what's next? Like I think that was always my personality.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, I think I still have that part of me that's like, okay, I want to do something different. I want something new. I want change. But then there's also this part of me that's like very comfortable in like what I've built during this time where we were forced to stay still.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to move forward, what would that disrupt?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe nothing. But that's just, I think that's where the fear comes from of just sort of like, okay, we've gotten so used to staying still.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to actually move now?
Well, yeah, it's just like that comfort that came with post-grad. Like, I feel like, well, I was in university. The next steps for me were, I was like, okay, once I graduate, I'm going to get, like, a full-time job. I thought I was going to be, like, moving out of my house, moving into my own place. But then, like, I graduated and I started working remote and mm-hmm. I didn't leave home. And I had no intention of ever leaving home. Like, we just all got so comfortable with what was happening. And I feel like that's still the case for a lot of us. Like, we're still in that same routine. And at first, like, I didn't know where you were going with that story, but it's true that, like, I think it's that comfort that we've been riding in since COVID, not, like, because of COVID, but, like, that routine that came with it. And now we're, like, if any decision we make will, like, take us out of that, like, it'll just change so much mm-hmm. in so many different regards, and that's scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. I have, like, no answer to it.
No, we're just pondering here.
Yeah.
We're just pondering, but I think we've got somewhere with the fact that, like, okay, I think that, I don't know, maybe tell me if I'm wrong, but I think for a long time I felt like I'm the only person who's just, like, really uncomfortable all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I look around and I think that everybody else has just, like, got their everybody else is comfortable mm-hmm. and they know what they want. Maybe that's true for a lot of people. Maybe it's my personality to not know what I want, to always be searching, but I feel very uncomfortable all the time. But something that's been helping me is just trying to be comfortable in being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Of, like, will I ever, maybe that uncomfort is just, like, part of living. Of, like, okay, like, there's always something to figure out.
Yeah, that searching for what's next can, like, be what changes that next phase of our life. Like, I think why I decided to go back to Western was because I was feeling so stuck in that routine. Like, I was so sick and tired of it, and I was like, I need to change my environment, I need to change my routine. And I just had to, like, make that leap to change things. And although it was, like, super scary because I was living at home doing the exact same thing for the last 2 years, it was, like, the best decision I needed at that point in my life. So I think, like, that search for what's next, whatever, can be so positive and so healthy. There's so many different directions we can go in with that leap, but, like, once we find one that we know we care about and will hopefully benefit us in the long run, like, we can be fully confident in taking that leap because it will just introduce us to new opportunities and life experiences and all those good things. But, like, it really is just that first step. But I think there's a lot of thought that needs to go into that first step because we're all at that age and that, like, we all have that eagerness to just, like, do something to shake things up, I think, because of COVID. I'm going to keep going back to that. But, like, just really make sure that this decision you're making is, like, in your greatest good across different aspects of your life. Like, for your personal well-being, for your, like, career advancement, like, whatever it is, whatever makes the most sense to you. I think it just has to be, like, a really well thought out decision. Like, I love spontaneity and all, but, like, mm-hmm. just make sure you're thinking about, like, how this will benefit you in the long run. I don't know where that came from, but I was
damn like, okay.
Hands the mic to me, like, I don't know what to say to that. Like, I think you wrapped it up there.
I feel like that's a good
place. That's probably good.
We recorded for about an hour.
Wow,
we covered a lot today.
Did we? We really did.
We went in a lot of different directions, but the main goal was just the 25 thing, and I think we, like, we covered that and more and way more. You guys were like, we did not need to hear any of that.
No, like, did we expect that we would find answers to, like, how no. to proceed as a 25-year-old? No.
We're just as confused as you are. We're just holding a mic and talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. So I hope that maybe we're the only two people confused. Maybe everybody else is like,
these two people need to get their shit.
They need be like, I'm fine. These two people are so lost. But if you're one of us, if you're one of the lost,
join the club.
Welcome. We don't know what we're doing.
Anyway, this has been lovely. It was so fun just getting to chat with you, Car. Hopefully it was entertaining for you, because I know I had a blast. Once I feel like you guys are so annoying. But
I'm going to listen back and I'm going to assess how annoying we are.
I know.
We're probably really
That's
anxious.
Like all my, like, critical stuff. People are going to be like, oh my God, no. No, we're fun. We're just having a good time. We're chatting about life.
Yeah. I probably won't listen to this.
Anyway, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got something out of this long-winded conversation. And if you're also lost and confused,
join the club.
Join the club. We'll figure it out together, one day at a time. Let the universe decide.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.